Hello, everyone. What's up? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Kinda Cool podcast. I'm Jamin.
I'm Megan.
What's up, guys? So last week, I had a guest. That was fun.
That was so fun for me.
Haha, because Megan was not a part of that episode.
Woo!
And I have some other people in mind that I'm going to ask, like, today or tomorrow if they want to be on next week. So hopefully we'll have guests next week.
Yay!
Yeah, but this time we got the normal crew back. And we have some stuff to talk about. Megan, what's the topic?
I don't know. What is the topic?
I don't know. You told me before the show that you had lots to talk about.
No, I didn't.
Lots of topics.
That's a lie.
No, you told me.
He lying. Do I ever have a lot of topics? No. But we can talk about the two shows that I've been watching.
Before we do that, I was just joking with you. I do have topics, but I want to save that for a little later. We're going to talk about some shows that Megan's been watching, and we watched some last night and this morning. But a development here in the great state of Oklahoma has been, it's cold as shit.
Yep, it's negative. It feels like a negative 11 degrees right now. There's snow everywhere. We're snowed in. School's been out for 3 days. Now it's the weekend. We're already out on Monday for President's Day, but they're thinking we're going to be out Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, maybe even longer. And, you know, it would be okay if they were snow days, but they're distance learning days. They won't even let us have the magic of a snow day anymore. Now we got to do distance learning on snow days. What
Boo.
Bitches?
Boo. You remember that Nickelodeon movie Snow Day?
No.
I already asked Megan that, but you guys remember Snow Day with Josh Peck? Where this little girl prayed to a snow globe that it would snow, and it snowed, and then they played in the snow.
I do remember that movie, actually, but you didn't ask me if I remembered that.
I did. I asked you in the shower the other day when you talked about, you told me the exact thing about the snow days, and there's no magic in snow days anymore. Well, and that clicked in my brain, because basically it was magic. She, like, wished for it to snow, and it did.
Mm.
So, yeah. Megan has brain damage. She didn't say it yet, but she has brain damage, and she doesn't remember lots of stuff. So.
I actually wasn't going to say that. Thank you, though.
Oh, okay. The one episode when she doesn't choose to say it is when she's not. Okay. And I have to say it. So anyways, it is snowy and cold and slicker and shit outside.
Ew.
Ew? Yeah. Why is that ew?
Slicker than shit. Don't say that. You sound like my grandpa.
Well, I'm intentionally sounding more country because we're in Oklahoma, for God's sakes.
Ew.
For gosh darn sakes. But I had to go to work. The first day was the worst as far as the roads where we live. And Megan's car is great for it. It has front wheel drive, so it's not as hard to drive around.
And I was letting him use it because I didn't have to go to school.
Yeah, and my pickup truck is the back tire. The tires are all shit on there. They're all, like, balding. And it's, of course, it's back-wheel drive. So
let's go back to that bald tires for a second.
Okay.
I just found out that they didn't mean, I always thought it was B-A-L-L-E-D, like bald, like there were, like, balls on it. And I read on Facebook the other day on a meme something about bald tires, and it was spelled B-A-L-D, and I was like, oh my god.
You're so...
That makes so much more sense. Why did I think that?
You're such a goofball.
Like, my whole life. I've heard that my whole life.
Yeah.
And I really always thought, like, balls. Like, like a rubber ball.
But why?
And I don't know.
It's just, you never made the connection with...
Never.
It being smooth. The tire
never.
Getting smoother.
Never.
Like a bald head.
I never did until I saw that meme. It was like yesterday, I think. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
what the hell?
There's always some shit happening like that, that you trigger something in your brain where you're like, oh my God, I never knew this.
I felt like an idiot. I was like, my God, I should have known that.
Yeah, everyone has those moments. So, like, sometimes I see, well, hardly not anymore, but I remember...
Hardly not, never.
Hardly not anymore. I don't know. Used to, I would see words spelled and I'd be like, oh, this is that word and that's how you spell it? Because I would say the words or the phrases. It's always like slang or idioms, like little sayings that I wouldn't understand what they meant or how they would be spelled. I can't think of any examples, but expressions, basically. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, that's the expression. That's what they're saying.
We got you. This is going on too long. Let's go back to the car.
Okay, that was the end of my thing. I just want to make sure that I communicated it to where people would understand what I was talking about.
Well, nobody gets it. Let's go back to the bald tires.
All right, talk about your stupidity for a little bit longer.
I'm not talking about my stupidity. I'm talking about you said your tires are bald and you tried to drive your truck. Go on.
Okay. I thought you wanted to talk more about how you didn't know bald
was. I want you to go on with your story that you were telling before I sidetracked.
Okay. So then, that was basically it. I tried to drive my truck and I was sliding and slipping all over the place. And I thought I was going to run into somebody else. So I was like, no, I'm not going to try to drive to work. Because I came home for lunch. Megan had to take her car to take Peyton to the doctor. Whole big ordeal. And I couldn't, I was like, no, I'm not going to drive because I could have made it. But I'd have to drive super slow. And I was more worried about running into somebody else than actually running off the road. Because I'd run off the road, it'd be fine. But
and your car ain't worth shit, so.
Yeah, it does. I don't care if I hit anything, like a tree or anything, or like anything that's not someone else, you know. I'd be okay with smacking something. But I was very worried about like just sliding into somebody else on accident and also getting stuck because there was places where if I would have got my tires like off the road a little bit and there was a bit of a hill or something like that, I would not have been able to get up it. So thankfully I was able to circle the block and come back and park and then wait for Megan to come home. But every other day since then, I've been like flying around in Megan's car because it hasn't been that, the roads haven't been that bad.
Please don't fly around in my car. I've been in the city. I haven't been here. And now I'm finding out you've been flying around in my car. Please don't.
Yeah, I've been zooming by people. They're like going super slow, like, meh, meh, meh. And I'm like, all right, see you, bitch.
I really hope that is not the case. I don't want to take my car away from you, but I will.
The roads were fine. I wasn't sliding at all. People were just being overly careful now. What? Don't look at me like that. Let's drive today, and I'll show you.
Listen, no.
Let's go for a drive.
No.
We'll find a parking lot. We'll do some donuts.
Listen.
I'm listening.
That car is only 7% paid off. I need you to not be sliding around, people. just drive it. Literally, just drive it. Just drive the damn car and don't be going around people saying you're too slow. Don't be doing donuts. It's 7% paid off. Seven.
Hey, whenever I'm saying that, I'm not like breaking any laws. I'm not speeding or anything. I'm not saying that I'm actually like freaking Fast and Furious in it down the road. I'm just like people are going slow and I'm going around them.
I was exaggerating. Don't go around people.
What? I can't pass people when there's in the passing lanes?
I was thinking of like this one lane road right here.
You're thinking about our street, like I'm going down the street.
Well, I was actually thinking of the road that has like the dollar, Family Dollar on it.
Oh no, I'm talking about when I get onto the main.
Okay, fine.
Boulevard and whatever you call them. When there's two lanes, I'm going around them because they're going slow. I'm surprised that. Did you guys have any problems with that on the way to the city?
No.
That's good. So, yeah, we kind of spent the weekend apart. I didn't do hardly anything. I tried to watch some movies, and I worked on some computer stuff, like videos and stuff like that.
I did a lot of crap. I had Galentine's Day.
Yeah, how many girls out there do Galentine's Day?
A lot.
Well, I mean, like, anyone that's going to hear this ever?
Probably a lot.
I hope so.
Galentine's Day was a lot of fun. We had lots of...
Happy Valentine's Day, actually. It is Valentine's Day right now.
It is Valentine's Day right now. That's right. Galentine's Day is always more fun.
So if you're hearing this, I hope you had lots of sex and ate lots of chocolate and got good gifts for Valentine's Day.
Oh. Jamin bought me a box of chocolates and then ate the whole damn thing.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Okay.
That's terrible. Like, let me try that again.
No.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
That was worse.
You never know what you're going to get.
Please never attempt that
again. I love you, Megan.
Okay.
Okay, this is the thing. Megan doesn't really like chocolates. She likes Reese's and Twix, and that's like it for chocolate candies that she likes. And box chocolates, I don't think she likes them at all. Like, I've wanted to get her candy before like that. So, basically what I did, I love these Hershey's Pot of Gold boxes. I love the Hershey. Those are so good. So I brought that box home with the intention of me eating most of it, giving her a couple, because she does like chocolate, and she'll eat some. But I know she wouldn't want the whole box, or like there's certain caramel ones that she don't like and all that. And Peyton would have a couple, and then I just eat the rest of them. So basically I just got her a balloon, and I gave her a couple chocolates because I was like, okay, she'll enjoy a couple, but she won't enjoy a lot. So I'll have the rest of the box to myself. And now she comes home like, I wanted more of the chocolates. And I'm like, well, you don't like chocolates.
I didn't expect all of them to be gone.
Yeah, I do.
Every single one of them.
I put in work. I gave you guys like 5 or 6.
Yeah, and you know what happened to them too?
And there's only like 15
Peyton
in
threw
here.
Them out the damn window.
Why?
She didn't like them.
Oh, yeah. You guys are you're hard on your sweets. You like ice cream, and that's about it. You hardly like cake. You only like white cake. You only like two types of chocolates, and you really only like one or two or three types of ice cream too.
Yeah.
You're picky for your desserts.
I am, yes, that is true.
And for your food. Yeah. You're just picky. Picky eater. She doesn't even like Chinese food.
I do like Chinese food. Just one thing.
Just one type of Chinese food.
Just one type of chicken. I like the rice.
Mm-hmm.
I like the General's chicken, and that's it. I don't know. I'm not a very adventurous person.
That's sad. No, it's okay. I'm a picky person too. I would say I eat a little bit more stuff than Megan, but not by much because she eats more fish and shrimp. I don't like fish at all. I don't like sushi. She loves sushi. There's certain things that we just kind of disagree on. Going back to like the weather here. So I work at the Walmart, right? And this week, not the whole week, but the last couple days have been freaking insane. Busy people in there getting the bread and milk and eggs and bacon. I didn't know that people got bacon for when they're going to be frozen in. Like, why bacon? But all the bacon was gone, all the eggs were gone, all the milk, the bread. I don't understand why
milk and bread such a big thing.
Yeah, but here's my thinking. Okay. So, let's say that you're going to be stuck inside and you can't go to work. Like let's say 5 days or 4 days. I'm stuck inside. I'm getting food for 4 days. But that's not the case. These people have fucking baskets full of shit that's going to last. It's like a 2 weeks worth of food. And they're buying it right now for some reason. And I'm thinking, well, if it gets as bad as your cart suggests, like if this is really what you need and it's going to be necessary. If the power goes off and you have all this food for this 4 weeks or for these 4 days, like let's say the power goes off real bad for the next couple days, all that food that you bought that's going to be in the fridge is going to go bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not very smart to plan to buy lots of bacon, eggs, frozen stuff,
yeah,
milk.
I don't know.
If you lose power for 2 days, that stuff's going to spoil. I guess you could put it outside because it's going to be freezing cold and it'll keep it frozen, but...
I have a story on that.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, I'm from McAllister, and we had that huge fucking ice storm years and years ago. I don't remember what year it was, but...
I think everyone had that.
Okay, well, whatever. Fuck off.
Because we had a huge ice storm a couple years ago. Like, what do you think, like 6 or...
Probably like 10.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
Then I don't want to tell the story anymore. Fuck you.
Actually, I think it was more like 12 years ago.
Maybe so.
Because me, because Drew, my friend Drew got stuck at our house for like a week.
Oh my God. My ex-boyfriend got stuck at my house.
Yeah. So it's about the same time. I think we're talking about the same thing. So tell your story.
So I was about to break up with this dude. I didn't even like him. And he had this creeper van. And it wasn't very good. Couldn't make it anywhere. And he was over. And I was like, I don't know. This ice storm was when I was a freshman in high school. So
mm-hmm. That's exactly.
Okay. Anyway, it was bad. It lasted days and days. The power was out so long. And we had stored all of our like stuff that had to be refrigerated in the doghouse outside. It worked though.
So I didn't think about that part of it. So I guess that's one thing you could do, but
yeah, we stored like our milk and stuff in the doghouse outside. And it worked. Anyway, I was planning to break up with this dude, but he got stuck there. And I was like, oh my God.
So he had a creeper van?
Yeah.
So he was older than you? He was able to drive?
Yeah, he was older. Anyway, so we're sitting there. It's like day four of being stuck inside. And I'm like, I literally cannot stand this dude anymore. I have to do it. I have to do it.
Where's he going to go? The other side of the house?
And so
just leave me alone. We're broke up. Go over to the other side of the house.
I finally, because I had called him over there to break up with him in the goddamn first place. Because I had to do it in person. That was stupid. I should have texted it. But so I had him come over and we hung out for a little bit and then we were looking outside and we were like, oh my gosh, it's bad. And day four, I can't take it anymore, so I break up with him. He's like, what am I supposed to do? And I'm like, I think you should try to go home.
Oh my God.
And I made him drive home. And, you know, I know that he got home okay, because now we're like friends. I mean, we're not friends. We wouldn't hang out together, but we're friends on Facebook and it's fine. It's no big deal. But
did he cry?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was super hot compared to him.
Oh, he loved you so much.
Oh, yeah.
What'd your mom think?
She thought I was a bitch.
She's super sad at you for doing that?
Well, she knew that I wanted to break up with him, but she was like, you should have waited.
Yeah. Poor guy. Now he has to risk his life driving home.
Yeah.
That quotation, risk like, his
mom,
life.
I could not wait. Anyway, I know he made it home because he's still alive.
Yay.
But it was very, very bitchy. And I definitely should have waited. But I didn't know how much longer the storm was going to last. My God. Mm. And he was on my last fucking nerve.
Yeah. We might actually be thinking about, I don't know. I can't remember if it was
the big ice storm of 2011.
Are you sure it was 2011?
That's when I started high school.
No, it's not. That's when I graduated, Megan. So you weren't 14 in 2011 because you're only 2 years younger than me.
Well, baby, I know that 2011 was my freshman year and I graduated in 2014. It was.
How does that work?
2011 is the end of my second semester.
Okay.
So it was in like, it was like right around now. So it was like February when the ice storm happened.
Yeah.
2011. 2011, 2012 is my sophomore year. 2012, 2013 is my junior year. 2013, 2014 is my senior year. So it was 2011, second semester, freshman year.
Okay, gotcha. Huh. Wait, so you're 25? Wait, you're 3 years younger than me.
Yeah, but I'll be 26 before you're 28.
29, you mean?
Are you already 28?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So right now I'm 3 years older than you.
Yeah.
I love the math in your head.
So yeah, most of the year you're 3 years older than me. There's only like 1 month where we're only 2 years apart. And this whole time I always thought you were only 2 years older than me.
Me too. That's why it was so weird to hear you say 2011. But yeah, okay. That's fine.
This is fine. Our whole relationship is a lie. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, what's 1 year, you know? It's a difference in between me and you, like, at, you know, 18 and 15. That's kind of sketch, huh?
Yeah, but now when you're older, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. So the year I'm thinking of, I think we might have had different, I think I remember that year, but it wasn't the year I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. Because the worst year, because I think that was the year that I ran over a stop sign on accident. Like, I was trying to drive, I was driving my truck and I was trying to drive, I don't remember where I was going. I think I was trying to go home from my other, my ex-girlfriend's house.
Oh, did she dump you too?
No.
Oh.
But I ended up, like, I was going super slow and I was trying to stop at this. It was kind of, it was dark out. It was very snowy and icy. And I tried to stop and then my car just, it went, it hit the ice and it rung and it just kept sliding. Slid. And I couldn't stop and I ended up hitting the stop sign.
Damn.
And then the stop sign was like, it just tipped over. Like, it didn't stop me. I thought I was going to like, crush my car and or my truck and all this, but it didn't do hardly any damage.
You thought the stop sign would crush your truck?
No, like it dented, I thought those things were stuck hard into the ground, and I think most of them are, but this one was just like,
because right you're when in Colgate.
Yeah, right when I hit it, it just like fell over. And I got off the road a little bit and I tried my hardest to get out of there and I couldn't do it. And finally, there was somebody pull up, a cop pull up, and then they got the city truck there to, like, pull my truck out. And they're like, okay, just, you know, and they're like, where are you trying to go? And I'm like, I'm literally right around this corner here is where I live. And he's like, okay, just get there and then stay put. And I was like, all right, thanks. And it was like 8 o'clock or 7, it's dark. He was like, I thought I was going to be in, like, big trouble, but it's, like, not a crime to slid off the road. But he said, you know, well, there's really nothing else. The city will have to decide if they want to bill you for the stop sign. But other than that, you're free to go. I was like, all right, I'm getting out of here.
Did they offer to watch you and make sure you made it home?
No. I mean, literally, all I had to do was on the road where I was turning, I just had to go straight. Then I would have passed the Sonic, and then the house, you know, my house is just like right past the Sonic, so, or where I used to live. So that was fun. That was the year, I think that's the same year, because I was in high school, and I think that might have been my senior year. Even though it doesn't feel like I was a senior then, that's got to be the time, because that was the worst snow or ice since the other time.
Yeah.
And the other time when Drew was stuck at my house for like a week, that was like when we were in grade school. That was like in sixth grade or seventh grade.
Was that 2003? The big ice storm of 2023? Or 2003?
Let's see. I was 11 in 2003. Wait. 8? I can't do math.
Let's see.
2000 or 1992 to 2000 is 8. Then 3 years, 11. No, we were older than 11. I didn't know Drew until like... sixth grade of grade school, because he didn't move.
Sixth grade of grade school? When else is there sixth grade?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think. I can't think with you. Get out of my head.
I'm not into it, trust me.
Yeah. How do you know about 2003? You were like 7.
First of all, I was 8.
Yeah.
But I remember hearing the big ice storm of 2023, or 2003.
This might have, I think this was like 2007. I was like 12 or 13. Or, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I'd actually have to ask my brother when all these ice storms were. I'm just taking my best guesses.
Your brother's the ice storm master.
My brother loves the weather.
Yeah, that's cool. He should be a weather guy for real.
He really wants to. That's his dream.
That's awesome. I wish
But not the guy on the TV. The guy that tells the guy on the TV what to say.
Right. The meteorologist. He just looks at the patterns and the numbers and the beep boops and is like, this Trust me, looks
he's,
like this.
He's already sent me so much shit. Like, I woke up to 57 messages on Facebook Messenger this morning.
Mm-hmm.
57.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do your...
Do you know how many of them were pictures of the goddamn radar?
20.
Probably.
20 out of the 23 were just radar pics.
57.
Oh. Yeah, so going back, I mean, I think that's all I have to say. The Walmart thing's pretty crazy. Like, so many people in there. And this, the ice storm brings out the anti-mask people. Because there was the most people in the store this week that didn't have a mask that I've seen in a long time. Like, usually, most of the people that I see coming in always wearing masks. But this week, I saw a lot of people without masks on.
Really?
So I'm like, you're scared of slipping and sliding and getting iced into your house, but you're not scared of the most infectious disease that's going on right now that's literally killed, you know, hundreds.
Thousands, millions. I'm just kidding. Probably not millions.
Like, at least tens of thousands of people, maybe even 100,000 now. Surely, hundreds of thousands of people around the world.
No clue.
But, yeah. So, that was a little frustrating, but... You know, whatever. I can't really say.
Maybe the cold stops the Rona.
Oh.
Maybe they're onto something.
No.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Sorry. I mean, like, the hot weather is supposed to kill it, hopefully. The sun kills it, right? So if you're in the sun, if you're outside, they say you can't get it, really.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's been a thing. UV rays or some bullshit. That's why they have those phone... sanitizer things that are just blast UV rays out or whatever, because that's supposed to kill the virus and germs, I guess.
Hmm.
Hmm. You know the one that you have?
Mm-hmm.
So, you have anything else to say about the ice storms or the temperatures? I'm ready to see what 0 degrees feels like or negative. I don't think I've ever been outside in a negative degree weather before. Unless there's sometimes I'm forgetting about when I was a kid in Oklahoma, but...
I mean, right now, you were already outside in what felt like negative 11 due to the wind chill.
Yeah, but I'm talking about actual degrees negative without the wind chill.
Yeah. Ew.
Excuse me. Sorry. I'm a burpee boy.
You are. It's really annoying.
So check the vlog. There's going to be a vlog uploaded this week about the weather and showing you pictures and just me talking about it, which is so interesting, I know, but at least you'll be able to see some snow and stuff in Oklahoma, guys. Did you know that? I feel like Oklahoma is so cool. We get so many seasons. We get good fall. We get super hot fucking winters. We got two
super hot winters.
I've had super hot summers. I mean, but sometimes winter is warm, you know. Sometimes the winters are like 40 degrees around here.
Yeah.
But this one's been a cold one.
It sucks.
I really like the cold, though.
Oh my god! I'm sorry, I was yawning. I hate the cold. I hate it.
I'd rather have it like this weather for most of the year than the hot weather.
Not me.
So that's why I'm glad that like Oklahoma is like the perfect place for me as far as like temperatures and seasons go, because you get
you like to experience them all.
Yes, I love it. We get rain and thunderstorms. We get snow and ice, we get super hot summers, we get nice, cool, breezy falls. It's like, you get everything. And
so it's going to be hard to get you to move to Florida?
Because it's always hot in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I stayed at Drew's house in Florida, it was not cool. Like, it was humid, and I was not used to it, so it was very bad for me, like very hot.
We're having a goddamn snowstorm, and my mom is literally... laying at the beach right now. She sent me a picture. She's literally laying out on the beach.
Yeah.
I hate her. Not really. But why didn't she move me to Florida with her?
You had other stuff going on.
I know.
The thing about Florida is a lot of people don't have to have... They don't have air conditioners or heaters or anything at their house. They literally just have open spaces. Like, they have their doors open, their windows down, and they just kind of let the atmosphere kind of be there, how they live. And they wear, whatever clothing they have to wear, and that's just kind of like their environment. In Oklahoma, you have central heat and air is basically needed at every house. You need to have it cold, or you need to have it like livable when it's super hot and then livable when it's super cold, which I like. I like it. I love it here.
You love it here?
I love it in Oklahoma.
Wow.
What, you don't love it here?
This is something new I'm learning.
You don't love Oklahoma as a state?
It's fine.
I'm very proud to be an Oklahoman.
Really?
Yeah, we're like, when you think about states, like, Oklahoma is so unique. I don't know how the weather is in Kansas, or like, I know how it is in Texas. Texas is pretty cool, especially like northern Texas, because it's basically like Oklahoma, except it's in Texas, right? Because they're having kind of the same thing. They have pretty much the same weather. The more you get to like the west of Texas, the more like El Paso or whatever, it's hot. The farther you go down, it gets hot, you know, like, Corpus Christi is like way down in the, towards Mexico and all that, that gets hotter. But northern Texas, like Dallas, and I mean, even like Sherman, where those places, I'd like to live there as well. Like, we could live in Texas if I could live in Sherman or that kind of area. But it's more expensive than where we are in Ada in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
You can live so good here and so cheap.
Okay. Yeah, you can. It's fine. Anyway, let's move on to the hoarders.
Okay. So, go ahead, Megan. Take it away.
Okay. So,
oh,
I kind of knew this already. She had told me before. But today, or the other day, I watched it. My best friend, her name is Jenna. I won't share her last name. But
shout out to Jenna.
My best friend, Jenna, has told me before, but we really got into it about this weekend. Not fight got into it, but like I learned about it more. She told me her family was on an episode of Hoarders, like her mom and her dad. And I was like, your family's a bunch of hoarders? And she said, no. but, you know, I'm from Ohio and we moved down here in my childhood. But we owned a house up there and they didn't want to sell it, so they decided to rent it out. And the people that they rented it out to were hoarders. And her parents, you know, they live in Oklahoma. They didn't really go up there and check on it very much. So they hadn't seen the house in 2 years when the hoarders people called them, because they wanted to do the video there. But they couldn't do it unless they gave permission, because it's their house. Anyway, so they bring them up there and they look at it. These people have bunnies everywhere. Bunnies fucking everywhere. And there's bunny shit just caking the floor, dust all over the floor, bullshit just everywhere, just up to the ceiling, bullshit everywhere. And the dude that's renting the house acts like a little child, and his wife is just like,
which they say a bunch of times,
I hate my life. Oh yeah, they do talk about how he acts like a 2-year-old a lot. And then the poor wife, like, I know that she's part of the problem probably, but she really seems like she's taken advantage of, and he's so mean to her.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're going through, they take out 14 bunnies that, and they're not, it's not like they're in cages, they're just roaming the house. They are eating the drywall, eating it.
Very crazy and disgusting.
Yes. There's shit all in the bathroom. I don't know how they would use the bathroom there, because the bathroom is overtaken by bunnies. The sink is full of bunny shit. The bathtub's full of bunny shit. There's bunny shit caked all over the floors. The door's like eaten out by bunnies.
It's so trampled all over that it looks like dirt.
Yes.
Like, it looks, doesn't look like little bunny turds, but it's, the bunny turds have stacked up so high and they walk all over it that it looks like it's just dirt.
Yeah. Anyway, so they get 14 bunnies out of the walls and shit. And then they're like cleaning up the house more and more, cleaning up the house. They end up finding 12 more bunnies that they didn't see, that they didn't find the first time the animal protection was in there. 12 more fucking bunnies that they didn't find the first time. So there were 26 bunnies living in this house, just roaming free. Not a single one was in a cage. They were just roaming free. And, you know, magically, after they assessed all of them, there was only one bunny out of the 26 that was like a little sick. The rest of them were like completely healthy. Only one of them was a little sick, and it made it.
You know what the craziest part to me was that there wasn't more bunnies.
Oh, yeah.
Because you hear about bunnies and their sex drive and like how they can have so many babies so fast. Like, mm-hmm. You think in 2 years, there would be like hundreds of bunnies in there.
Yeah, you're right. It was 2 years, and I think they started out with two bunnies, right?
I don't remember what they said about how many started.
I think it started with two, and then it multiplied into
26. And they must have, like, I mean, I don't know. I was going to speculate that they may have just, like, there may have only been, like, one dominant male that would just, like, kill the other male bunnies. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there was, the one that was sick, they said, was, he wasn't really sick, he was injured. Because they think that he had gotten in a fight with another male bunny.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking in my head, oh, that's like, when you think about two bunnies fighting.
It's cute.
It's like, how do they fight? They're so cute. Like, can you imagine them like ripping each other apart, like, like nibbling, like on their, yeah. Or scratching or something. It like, was, how do bunnies fight?
I don't know, but it's cute. And then while they were cleaning, they found like this colony of mice. There were like so many mice. Mm. And
in one part, just one part of the house.
Yeah, in just one part of the house.
You think the bunnies were eating the mice?
Bunnies can't eat mice.
Oh, yeah. They don't. They're not. They're herbivores. I think about like them eating carrots and shit.
But they like were not afraid of the people either. That mouse like clung to the dude.
Yeah,
it was just
funny.
Hanging on him.
On his back. Yeah, and that was funny.
They took the mice out into the neighbors, or into the woods, it said. But it was like right there by the house.
Yeah.
The woods.
We're going to release them into the wild.
It was like three trees and they put them out there, called it the woods.
Yeah, they're just going to go right back into the house.
Yeah. But they cleaned that one up really nice. I mean, it looked good.
Mm-mm.
It didn't?
No, the other one was the...
Oh, yeah, that was...
The Jesus lady's house.
Yeah, we watched more episodes of
that murders. House looked still like shit. They had to redo... Yeah, they would have had to redo that whole bathroom because it looked all scratched up and chewed up and all
that. Yeah, that's right. They were saying they were going to have to gut the whole thing. And you know what's crazy? At the end, Jenna's parents were like, yeah, we're going to give him a second chance. I was like, I want it. But,
right. Well, no.
They said they were going to have to work on cleaning it up, and they were going to send Jenna's mom's brother over there every 2 weeks to make sure they were making progress.
Right.
If they weren't, they were going to evict him.
Yep. In hindsight, or thinking about it now, that's probably the right choice, because if you... Like, these people were used to living in that environment,
mm-hmm.
and now it's better than it was, but you're not going to get anyone else. Like, if you evict them, who's going to move into this place?
Oh, yeah, true. They ended up selling the place, though. I don't know exactly why. I asked Jenna, why did they end up kicking the people out, blah, 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 and she said she didn't really know. She was young when this happened.
Yeah, this was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, this was 10 years ago. Jenna was 14 when the episode aired.
Mm-hmm.
When the episode aired, she was 14. She said they had a watch party. They invited a bunch of people over and watched it.
That's kind of funny. Look at our house that these people trashed.
But she did say that they ended up just selling it. They didn't want to deal with it anymore. I think, if I had to guess what happened, I think that the people... weren't really keeping their end of the deal, weren't fixing it, because they were supposed to fix like
mm-hmm.
the wires that the bunnies had chewed up. They were supposed to fix up the bathroom, blah blah blah. It was cleaned for them. They were supposed to start slowly working on the rest of the stuff that the bunnies demolished. I think what probably happened is they just weren't, and so they were like, okay, we'll sell you the house, but mm-hmm. we're not going to keep renting it to you and having to deal with all these issues. I think that's probably what happened. I don't know that, though.
I'm shocked that I've known Jenna for so long. She's never told me this.
Yeah, she's mentioned it to me a couple
it's
of times.
It's never come up, ever.
She's mentioned it to me a couple of times, but I always said, send me the link. I want to watch it. And she never did. And then I was like, I had always said I was going to go find it and watch it, but I never remembered to do it. Mm-hmm. And now that I did, I'm like, oh my God, I've watched it twice in a couple of days.
It's a great episode.
Yeah, especially because you got that other lady too.
Yeah, you get old mama.
Old Hannah.
Hannah.
Old mama Hannah yelling at bitches.
Yeah, she's like, shut your mouth when I'm talking to her.
Yeah, you shut your mouth when I'm talking to her. She was a bitch.
And she was more like, won't you shut your mouth when I'm talking to her? It's more like a sassy than a mean or like a mad. She was just like, dude, this guy needs to shut up. That's so funny. I laughed so hard.
Yeah, it was good. It was good fun. I cannot believe it took me so long to watch it because Jenna and I have been best friends for a lot of years. Probably like
5 or 6.
Yeah, I'd say probably 5. We've been really good friends for 5 years. And I'm just now watching this. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it's you met her parents a bunch of times. Oh, yeah. So like you know them and you're seeing them on the TV. It's kind of funny that it's one of those things where like when you go to college or you go to high school or whenever, there's a question like, tell us an interesting fact about yourself. You know, this is the perfect one. Like,
yes,
my parents were on an episode of Hoarders. They weren't the hoarders, but they had these people living in their house, you know, and you just go through the story. That's pretty interesting. That's a good story.
You know, I don't think she probably ever told anybody that during her about me little thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she should have because that's hilarious.
Yep. That's a good fact.
Yes.
Mine was just like, I used to be a lifeguard.
Plot twist. I'm going to start using it and pretending like they're they're my parents.
Well, yeah. Well, where do you have anything to tell about yourself anymore, though?
Every year when I have to tell my kids something interesting about myself.
They're going
to
be like, what's a hoarder? They had bunnies and shit everywhere in their house. That's funny, Miss Weeks.
A plot twist. I am taking over Jenna's identity.
Ah.
Just kidding. But
I guess you don't know enough about her to take over her identity. You didn't know much about this.
It's hilarious. For a long time. It's the best. I'm so happy that I saw this episode. It was so funny.
Hoarders is it's actually a great show.
Yeah, it's
fascinating.
It's
the people that are hoarders are
disgusting.
They have some real mental issues.
They really do. It's
sad, but it's fascinating.
And you know, I really always thought it was like just lazy, disgusting people.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly it is. I mean, don't get me wrong. Most of them are lazy and disgusting. But it's more of like they've got some real mental issues.
Well, that's how it starts. They're lazy and... What'd you say? Lazy and what?
I don't remember.
It was 2 seconds ago.
Well...
Yeah, that's how it starts, though. They are lazy and they just don't care. And then it evolves into something else. Like it keeps growing and then they get in this state of mind where they have to hold on to this stuff and then they just can't stop after a certain point.
Yeah, it's...
Because once you live in your own stuff and filth for a while, you just get used to it. Just like any environment that you move into or you go to, if you don't change it when you're first there, then you just kind of adapt. You have to, and you just get used to it.
You know, and I kind of see that too, because I feel like at our other house, we were a lot messier
mm-hmm.
than we are here.
Because the house was gross.
And that's because that house was absolutely filthy and disgusting when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
Just overrun by mice and roaches. Tons of mice and roaches. You move in, and the mice and roaches are like, okay, now we're going to let you live here, but... Just so you're aware, you need to sign this contract with us. This is our home, not yours. And so that house, I don't know, it got a lot messier a lot of the time than we let this place get. And I mean, this place has its fair share of mice and roaches, but...
one or two.
Yeah, it's got like one or two, but we don't let it get...
Not overrun.
We do not let it get messy. Really. I mean, it gets dirty sometimes, but not filthy.
Yeah, and that place didn't have as much space.
Yeah, either. It also had significantly less space, you're right.
So there was more junk that we didn't have room for. Didn't have a garage to put all... Well, it did kind of have a garage, but...
Kind of.
Yeah, and there was junk out there. So yeah, it's... There was more room here, but really, like, not a whole lot, but... There is. In our house we're moving into soon. Woo woo, that we finally got the deal done and we purchased. We're going to have more space, lots of space.
Yes. I'm so excited to like...
Me too. A lot, all this stuff that's like over here on the side of the living room is not going to be in our living room anymore.
Yeah, it's going to be in your room.
And just like my TV and saying all that's going to be in there too.
What?
I'm just kidding. What if we just had the, like, the only thing in our living room is this couch and this table?
That's it. I'm excited.
We do need to get more decorations and stuff.
Yeah.
For the living room.
I want to get a TV for our bedroom, I think.
Yeah, and I want a TV for my room.
You already got one. It's sitting in our current room.
No, like an HD TV. One so that when we do our movie commentary tracks, you can come in there and sit on the little couch and we watch the movie in there.
Gotcha.
And because I'm going to have the microphones kind of permanently set up in there.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on. Let's move on.
Not to get on that tangent. We're going to keep talking about the hoarders.
No, we're going to move on from hoarders.
No, you want to talk about the poop lady?
No, I don't want to talk about her.
There's the poop lady episode. Watch it. Or watch some people react to it because it's hilarious.
It is fucking nasty.
And it's so gross. This lady loves to eat poop.
Shit.
Well, she doesn't like, I mean, she was addicted to like this, the taste, I guess, and of dirty, disgusting, food. And it's gross.
They said she had bloody tampons all over the floor.
And there was these, like, piss bottles.
Yes, and piss and shit bottles.
So gross.
Yeah.
And this, you know, this lady, they said, no, you can't live by yourself anymore. You have to live with someone, see some therapists, and, you know, and the house was so destroyed and disgusted and, like, tampered that she couldn't, it was unfit to live in. And they said it would cost more to fix the house than just to destroy it and build a new one.
Yeah. The whole price of destroying it and building a new one would cost less than fixing it.
Right. And I don't know if that was like if that was for the same type of house or if it was like a one less room or something.
I bet that it would have been like a smaller home.
Yeah.
But they just wanted to be dramatic on the show.
Right.
I guarantee that's what it was.
Yeah.
But still, like, absolutely fucking nasty.
Yeah. So watch that episode. I don't remember what it's...
Hoarders the Poop Lady on YouTube and it comes up.
Yeah, it comes up. It's the first episode. Even though it doesn't say Poop Lady, it says like something else.
You type in Poop Lady, it brings it up.
Yes, yes. So watch that. Now Megan wants to switch to...
The 1,000-Pound Sisters. I'm sure you guys are watching it.
If you're not...
It is great. I love it. I watched all of season one in one day.
It's interesting, but I think I like Hoarders better. It's more interesting to me than the fat people.
I watched all of season one in literally one day, and it was fantastic.
What interests you so much about them? Why did you watch the season in one day, the whole season?
Well, really, I had no interest in watching them at all, but Jenna and I were stuck at Hannah's by ourselves for... a whole work day for Hannah. So 7 to 4. And I woke up. Jenna woke up at like 6 something. I woke up around 8. And then I did my Google Meet. And then we had the rest of the day until Hannah was going to get home. And Jenna put on 1,000-Pound Sister. She was like, I've been hearing about this a lot. Let's just watch it, see what's up. And we ended up, didn't even realize it, just watched all of season one. And I mean, it was funny, like they're kind of funny, but it's also just like interesting to watch the progression, like especially Tammy, because at first she has a month and they want her to lose 68 pounds really, because they want her to get down to 550 and she starts at 608. After the first month check-in, you're thinking, you know, the bigger you are, the easier it is to lose, like, more weight, you know? And so you're thinking, her sister, who is 406 or 405 pounds, something like that, she lost 10 pounds. So you're thinking, hopefully Tammy at least lost 10 pounds. Nope. She loses 8. That's it. And then the doctor's, like, on both of them, you know, that's not enough. blah, blah, blah. You really need to change your habits. And then you see them both really start making some progress and you're excited. And Amy gets her surgery and you're excited. They're really starting to do better. You're excited. You're excited. And then Amy gets her surgery. And then
you're spoiling the whole show, you know, for people.
Okay.
I mean, you could have said spoiler warning.
Hashtag spoiler alert.
Okay, here we go.
And then Tammy, she is really working. And then she meets her goal. She gets to her goal of 550. And then the pandemic hits and he's like, okay, hold on. It's a non-essential surgery. We've got to wait. But after the pandemic, we'll see where you're at. And then we can look at it. But this bitch gains all of the weight back almost. She started at 608. She got down to 550. And then when she goes to weigh again, she's 596. She gained all of the weight back.
Not all of it.
All but 12 pounds.
Yeah, 12 pounds is a lot. To me.
Yeah, but are you 608 pounds?
On the inside, yeah.
It's nowhere near her goal. And it's just, it's so frustrating.
To and you?
So, yes, to me. Mm. I'm wanting her to get the damn surgery.
Yeah, she does too.
Does she? I don't know.
Why? You think she wants to keep eating to die?
Yeah. I don't know. I think
she has her boyfriend Jerry to,
yeah,
to look
Jerry.
Out for.
Oh my God. Enter Jerry. Jerry.
Ugh. What's wrong with Jerry?
I don't know. I don't know much about Jerry. All I know is Jerry's giving hickeys, and I'm like, I don't know.
You sound like your older sister.
To me, the show is just fascinating.
Yeah.
Because these girls are having sex. But also, I just think, you know, there's got to be some extreme mental illness going on here. I don't think that you can get up to that weight unless you've got an extreme mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's some extreme depression, some extreme anxiety, something's happening. I don't think that you can get that big without it.
They don't see therapists or anything.
No, they don't. But they need to.
They don't seem like they have their struggle, but they don't seem mentally ill to me, or they have like a super big problem. Like they joke around, they're goofy, but they don't strike me as like just, you know, very much. I mean, they have a problem, but they don't seem like it's like that, like an addiction. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
it's an addiction.
Well, it doesn't. They don't ever like. They're not like. I mean, they cry and they get emotional, but of course they do. They don't seem like they have to have food or like. You don't see that part of the show unless they're just not showing us that part where they're like eating and crying because they can't stop eating. Like, you know, someone's like, like, I don't want to eat because I'm so fat, but you know, I'm eating because it's my addiction and I just can't stop.
Well,
they play it more silly and goofy.
Yeah, you've only seen one episode, though.
But I feel like that one episode was a very telling sign of how the show is.
It is, but they do start therapy.
When?
Later.
Soon? I thought you said you only watched the first season in one day.
I watched the first season in one day.
And we watched season 2, episode 1 this morning.
Well, I know that I've seen a therapy session. I know that I've seen a therapy session. I remember it. Because they were doing therapy with Amy and Tammy together. And I was like,
bless you.
Excuse me. I was like, y'all need to do this separately. Quit doing therapy together. Do it separately.
That doesn't make good for good TV, though, because the best parts is when they're together, right?
Yeah, but
because they're funny. They laugh at their own jokes so much.
Yeah, they think they are so funny.
Everything they say is hilarious. And it's,
you know,
like,
most of it springs off of, like, fart humor. They're very fart humor heavy.
Yeah, sounds like us.
Anyway, I'm really interested in it. I think that everybody should give it a look. Give it, just see what's up with it.
Like, and Hoarders too. I think I would watch every episode of Hoarders before I'd watch another episode of the Fat Girls Show. I'm just not that into it. But
I'm not that into you, bitch.
Thanks, baby. I was fixing to say, like, I can see why people would like it and be, you know, fascinated with it. But to me, it's not my thing. It's not as interesting to me as the Hoarder people, because those people, I can see, maybe it's just maybe the way they shoot the show. They're different producers, different crews, you know, like they really dig into different types of things on the Hoarder show. And I feel like if they framed it that way for this show, it would be more interesting to me. But I just, it's not, you know, everyone has their preferences of things.
Yeah.
But I can see why you're invested in it, because, and it may be a girl thing too, because I'm not, like, I don't know, seeing girls that are this big and you're like trying to relate to them with sex and having a baby and stuff like that. It can be more relatable, I think, right? Do you think that's part of it? Like, what do you think? You're like, what if I was this girl and I was this big? How would I live, right?
Well.
Or do you even think about that at all?
I didn't really think about that. Because, like, I'm already a little chunky. But I don't think that I could ever get to where they are.
Yeah, you'd have to eat so much. And Megan gets a tummy ache after, like, one cheeseburger.
No, I don't.
She doesn't eat the bread either. She, after like half of the burger, she throws the bread away and just eats the patties. And then she's like,
bread is a filler. It's
so
a filler.
Full. I hurt my belly so much.
That's where they get you. And the bread's like, a filler.
Yeah, it is a filler. But I love the bread on burgers. I can't eat it without bread. I don't know how she does it. But whatever. That's neither here nor there. I always bring that up because it just, they should make a whole show about you and you're not eating bread.
I eat shit. Bread.
Fascinates me.
I eat bread.
I eat bread.
I just want to clarify, I am not a cat.
What? You're not a cat? Cats eat bread? Cats don't eat bread? Is that what you're trying to say? Or cat? I don't know what you're trying to say. Anyways.
I was just pulling that video. Huh? The lawyer video where he accidentally puts the cat emoji on his face.
Oh, yeah.
And he can't get it off. And he's like, I just want to put it on the record, Judge, I am not a cat.
That's not what he says, but.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That would be, yeah. That would be funny if that's, if he was that serious about it. We're live. I'm not a cat. That's funny how he's. Mouth sounds. Earlier, you're like.
Well, that's because I had too many sounds going in to my head at once.
And then out the mouth.
Couldn't think of how to say the word because I had too many sounds.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's all of our topics that we have.
Thank you for joining us. We love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
We love you. Heart emoji. Thanks for listening, guys. Subscribe, like, leave a comment. Let me know what you want to hear about. Give us some topics. Give us some questions. Like, does Megan actually love me? She said earlier that I don't even like you, bitch, or something. She was mean.
Did I?
It was a comeback for. Oh, you said I'm not that much into you, bitch. Remember, because I said I'm not the show. I'm not that into. Well, I'm not into you, bitch.
I don't remember that, but that's funny. God, I'm hilarious.
Okay, last thing. It's funny to me whenever I say that. I don't really like something that Megan likes, and she just attacks me for it. She thinks I'm being so rude, and it's like a personal attack on her. But it's not. I'm just like, I respect her opinions. She says that she doesn't like these movies or this thing, and I'm like, okay, fine. I don't say like, well, you're stupid, asshole. But I say one small thing like, I don't care for this that much. I don't care for you that much, bitch. I don't know why. Maybe she'll get over that eventually. But if we ever have a difference of opinion, she just attacks me.
Well, Well, you should like the shit I like.
I guess so. All right. Call the police. She's going to beat me up after this.
Oh, my God. Don't tell them that. That's not true.
I know. I'm just joking. All right. That's the end. Thanks,
guys. I'm a cuddler.
We're going to cuddle, and that's it. We're not going to do anything else after this episode. When we... Bye.
Bye.